Sarvebhyah Namaha. Swagatam. Welcome to Sanskrit session number 8. Today is our third class. Today we will review the things that we did over the past two classes, and then we will move on to the new lesson. So we will start with a subhashtam. So udyamena hi siddhyanti karyani na manorathaihi nahi suptasya simhasya pravishanti mukhe murugaha. The subhashtam means that work gets accomplished only by putting in effort, and certainly not by mere wishful thinking. Deer certainly do not enter a sleeping lion's mouth. So in today's class, in the past class, we have been doing Yeshaha Saha. We've been working on pointing out Yeshaha Saha, Sa, Esha, Tat, and Etat. We've also worked on asking, we've been saying Mama Nama Kadambari Bhavataha Namakim or Bhavatyaha Namakim. We've also worked on the question words for Yesha Hasaha, Yesha Sa, and Etatat, which are Kahapur for Pulingam, Ka for Strilingam, and Kim for Napumsakalingam. And we worked on Am and Na, which was Am means yes and Na means no. So we asked questions and we said if it was true or not, like Sa Balika Va Am Sa Balika, or Saha Sainikaha Va Na Saha Vaidyaha. We also asked questions like Nirmala Balika Va Am Nirmala Balika Sa Yuvatihi Na. We made sentences, very short sentences like Saha Ramaha Sa Sita Tat Pustakam. We used those small sentences by asking question words too, like Kaha Ramaha Ka Sita Kim Pustakam. So today, we will just do a small review. So we will use this to. So here, we're going to ask questions and answer them. We have Eshaha Balakaha Saha Vriddaha. So we're going to ask Eshaha Balakaha Va Saha Balakaha. So we're going to go, so Yeshaha Balakaha. So in the question words, we don't have different for Saha and Yeshaha for Pulingam. We just say Kaha for even if it's Yeshaha or Saha. So, Chitra Bhagini, can you answer the question I'm going to say? So looking at the first box, I'm going to say Saha Balakaha Va
आम सः बालकः
So,
सत्य
yes, Bhagini. So, the next one, Archana Bhagini, would you like to ask the question?
सः वृद्धः वा
Very, very good, Bhagini. Would Lakshmi Bhagini like to answer?
सः वृद्धः आम् सः वृद्धः
Very good, Bhagini. So, we don't necessarily have to say the actual one. So, we have done and na. So, the person who who wants to ask the question. So, for the Simhaha, where there's a picture of the Simhaha, you could also say, Yeshaha Harinaha va na. Yeshaha Simhaha. So you could also say that. So would Nandini Bhagni like to ask the question? Or would Brinda Bhagni like to ask the question?
The next one, the
Yeah, the Simhaha. So you can say Yeshaha Simhava, or you can use any word on the
एषः सिंहः वा सः सिंहः आम् सः सिंहः
It's Simhaha has the after the
सिंहः
Very good, Bhagini.
That's right.
Would Lakshmi Bhagini like to do the next one?
एषः भल्लूकः वा
No, Bhagini,
न
the Harinaha.
एषः हरिणः वा आम् सा हरिणः
Bhagini, we say Yeshaha, we say Saha Harinaha va.
ओके सः हरिणः वा आम् सः हरिणः
Very good, Bhagini. So we'll go to Yeshaha Vanaraha. So would Ashmita Bhagini like to Very good, Bhagini. So would Aishwarya Bhagini like to answer?
आम् एषः वानरः
Okay. So we'll do this one. So would Dinesh Mahodaya like to ask the question?
Sure. सः भल्लूकः वा
Very good, Mahodaya. Would Srinivasa Mahodaya like to answer? Or would Giovanni Mahodaya like to answer?
Yes. Saha balukaha.
Very good. So, so would Archana Bhagini like to do the Gajaha?
एषः अश्वः वा न एषः गजः
Very good, Bhagini. Would Jashu Mahodaya like to do it?
I can't see the complete slides.
Oh, okay, Bhagini. Then would Nagendra Mahodaya like to दूद अश्वः और गोपाल महोदय वुड यू लाइक टू डू इट
नाउ आई सी
ओके देन यू कैन डू इट भगिनी
एषा सॉरी सः अश्वः वा आम सः अश्वः
वेरी गुड महोदय सो दिस इज ऑल विल डू फॉर रिव्यू सो विल चेक द होमवर्क So I'll stop sharing.
Kadambari Bhagini, we did not give you any homework last week. I mean, only in the book. In the book, we have the homework, not in the email, right?
Yes.
No,
that's
it was there in the email.
It was? Okay, sorry, I didn't see.
Yeah.
No, Mahodhya, there is homework in the email.
So, Mahodhya, so after we finished the class, before, like, I try to send it as soon as I can, in the, when I send the recording, where I put the recording, if you look under, I'll put the homework, so it's not always in a book, so it's not always in Abhyasa Pustakam, and I usually don't say it in class, I just put something that we did in class.
Yeah, I can see it now.
Where okay. is it in the email?
Can it's just, not. Neena Bhagini, I didn't send any slides. We were. I was just sharing a PDF of another book, Bhagini.
Okay.
Today, I will be sending the slides after the class. So that's why I'm sharing it this. Okay. So, would anybody like to do the strilingam or the first one for pullingam in the table?
Yes, I can try.
Okay, who is it?
Brinda, you?
Okay, you can do it, Bhagini.
Eshah yuvakah, sa yuvati, tat gruham.
Okay, very good, Bhagini. So,
I can try the next one, this chatra here.
Okay, you can do it, Bhagini.
एषः वृद्धः सा महिला तत् पुस्तकम्
वेरि गुड् भगिनी सो
I'll take the next one.
Okay.
दिनेश
okay.
एषः वैद्यः सा वृद्धा तत् चित्रम्
वेरि गुड् the last before one can Archana Bhagini like to do it? Or would Ashmita Bhagini like to do it?
Sorry, Bhagini. She cannot read Sanskrit. Her homework is not here, but I can go. This is Aishwarya.
Okay, you can do it, Bhagini.
Eshaha ulukaha. Eshaha snehita. Sorry. Sa snehita. Tat vatayanam.
Very good, Bhagini. For the last one, would Nandini Bhagini like to try? Okay, or...
Bhagini, aham Nandini. We cannot find that where you are reading, basically. I'm looking at the email, searching whatever you are asking them to answer the questions. I'm unable to see in the email.
Okay. Bhagini, so yesterday I sent the class reminder. Did you get that, Bhagini?
Yes.
Okay, so the last week after the class, I sent a homework and recording email.
Last week.
That is last week, you mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. On January 28th, homework and class recording.
Yes, Bhagini. If you scroll down before do you see it, the table?
Yes. Now I can see it. Okay.
Would you like to try the last one?
Last one of Balakaha?
Yes, Bhagini.
So we are asking a question, right? Eshaha Balakaha va?
No, we're not asking question, Bhagini. We're saying Eshaha Balakaha, like that.
Okay. Eshaha Balakaha. Sa mala etat bhojanam.
Yes, very good, Bhagini. So today we are going to
Bhagini.
Yes,
I have
Bhagini.
A question.
Yes.
What do you mean by vatayanam?
Vatayanam, it's a window, Bhagini. Okay. So vatayanam means
Bhagini, this is Archana. Aham Archana. Actually, I missed last time's class, but I could make out the homework and all that. I wanted the exact translation of what va means when we say sah balakaha va. Then what does va exactly mean there?
Oh, okay. So when you say Eshaha balakaha va, so Eshaha means is. So so va means, so if we say Eshaha balakaha va, that means is he a boy? So if we take out the va, it says Eshaha balakaha, that is he is a boy. So va means is he a boy? So when you do you understand, Bhagini?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so then, okay, so today we are going to do some exercises on asti nasti. So in Abhyasa Pustakam 1.4, does everybody have a copy of Abhyasa Pustakam?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Then so we're going to work on, right now we're going to do 1.4. So does everybody see the picture with the computer and
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So would Chitra Bhagini like to read what's in red, which is the directions?
Chitram drishtva asti athva nasti iti likhatu.
Yeah, so chitram means
pustakam asti.
No, you don't have to read that, Bhagini.
Okay.
So chitram drishtva, so that means looking at the picture which is above the directions. So chitram drishtva asti athva nasti. So you have to write, so asti athava nasti, so or, so athava means or, nasti, asti means here, nasti means is,
no,
is, so asti means is that and nasti means is not that. Iti likato means write that. So on the first example, there is pustakam. Pustakam means book. So in the picture, we see a book. So we say pustakam asti because the book is there in the picture. Does everybody see the book in the picture?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So the next one is gati. Gati is clock. So would Dinesh Mahodaya like to say asti, if we yes. should put asti or nasti?
Ghati asti.
Very good, because there is a clock.
Yeah.
So, we say ghati asti. Okay, so if we go on to the next one, we have upanetram, that is eyeglasses. So would Jashu Mahodaya, would you like to?
Yes, upanetram nasti.
Very good, Bhagini. So the next one is lekhani, which is pen. So we say, so would Brinda Bhagni like to try?
Lekhani asti.
Very good, because there is a pen next to the book, so we say lekhani asti. So next, Duravani is phone. Would Giovanni Mahode, would you like to try?
Yes, Duravani asti.
Very good, Mahodaya. So, okay, would Neeta Bhagni like to try the next one? Vidyut Deepaha means electric light.
Vidyut Deepaha nasti.
Very good, Bhagini. So, because Vidyut Deepaha is electric light, we don't see an electric light, so we say Vidyut Deepaha nasti. So, Pushpam is flower. So, would Lakshmi Bhagini, would you like to try that?
Pushpam nasti.
Very good, Bhagini, because we do not see a flower in the picture. So, Sanganakam. The next one is Sanganakam, which is computer. Sanganakam. So, would Chitra Bhagini like to try Sanganakam?
Yeah, Sanganakam asti.
Very good, because above the book there is a computer. So, the next one is Chashakaha, which is cup. So, would Archana Bhagini, would you like to try Chashakaha?
Chashaka asti.
Very good. The last one is Patrika, which is newspaper. So, would Nagendar Mahode, would you like to try Patrika?
Patrika nasti.
Very good, because we do not see a newspaper in the picture. So, what if I were to ask Jalam asti va? That means, is there water? So,
Jalam asti.
Very good, Bhagini, because in the cup we see water.
Water, yes.
So, if we move on to 1.5. So,
Bhagini. Bhagini, yeah. Chashakaha is what? I missed it.
Oh, Chashakaha is cup, Mahodaya. Or
Sairam, I thought it was glass.
It's a glass or a cup. It's like something we drink from.
Thank you.
Okay. So, the next one would would Radhika Bhagini, would you like to read the instructions which are in red? Radhika Bhagini asti va?
Can I try, Dinesh?
Sure, Mahodaya.
Udaharanam drishtva chitrasya adha sthitam riktam sthanam purayatu.
Okay, so looking at the examples and the photos, write sentences like those. using atra and tatra. So
yeah, fill in the blanks. Yeah.
Yeah. So sasyam. So now we're talking about atra and tatra. So atra means here. It's like yeshaha and saha. So but we use it. So atra. So if you were to say that without saying atra, you would say, so sasya means plant. You say sasyam atra asti. You say the plant is right here. So it's the plant is next to you. So or okay. So and then we have rikshaha. So atra means here and tatra means there. So now we're talking about here and there. So vrikshaha tatra asti. Vrikshaha means tree. So vrikshaha tatra asti. So it's far from you. So we say vrikshaha tatra asti. So would Gopal Mahodaya, would you like to try the Karyanam? Or would Nandini Bhagni like to try?
Karyanam atra asti.
Very good, Bhagini. So Karyanam, it's not necessarily just a vehicle because it's not just, we can't say Karyanam for a vehicle because Lokayanam is a bus, which is also a vehicle. So for car, we say Karyanam. So would Archana Bhagini, would you like to do the Devalayaha?
Devalayaha tatra asti.
Very good, because the hand, where the hand is, the temple is far from it. So we will practice asti, nasti and atra tatra more. So using the 1.3, so we just did 1.4 and 1.5, so we'll go back to 1.3. We haven't done that. So we're going to use 1.3.
This is Aishwarya. I have one question.
Yes.
So you're saying it's perfectly fine to also say etat and tat because it's the same this and there meaning, right?
Bhagini, you don't use it for the same because atra means it's here, so it's right here and it's over there. So atra tatra, that's what it means. Atra means it's right here, tatra means it's over there. So if you were to do yeshah and saha, it wouldn't be the same, Bhagini.
Okay, Bhagini, thank you.
Okay. So has anybody not had a chance to talk?
Yeah, Nina.
Okay, Bhagini.
Yeah, Mahalakshmi.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to do exercises using 1.3. So we have a lot of photos and we have their names under it. So I'm going to ask a question like this. Darpanaha bhavatyaha grihe astiva. That means, so I'm using darpanaha, that means mirror. So that means, is there a mirror in your house? That means, bhavatyaha grihe darpanaha astiva. So we're saying, bhavatyaha grihe, when you say darpana, bhavatyaha grihe darpanaha astiva, that means is there a mirror in your house? So I use bhavatyaha if I'm asking a female and bhavataha if I'm using a male. So it's like when we ask other people's name, when we use bhavatyaha and bhavataha. So
can you please repeat that, bhavataha and bhavatyaha?
What, Bhagini?
Bhavataha and Bhavatya for male and female.
Oh, so we use Bhavataha for male and Bhavatyaha for female. Okay, so...
Hello, this is Radhika.
Yes, Bhagini?
Do you have the ability to... I saw in another presentation they could write... And then we could see them writing. So could you write the sentence on the video,
Bhagini,
for us to see?
Yes, I'll do it, Bhagini, just a second.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I'll try. Okay, so I'm going to share my screen so you can see what I'm writing. So, can you see the whiteboard?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
So,
yes.
So,
I'm not able to see. Now I can see.
Okay. So, here I'm going to put a blank. That's where because we're going to be changing the words like tarpanaha, manchaha, vidyutipaha. We're going to keep on changing words, so this is, I'm going to put the blank where you're going to put the word. So I'm going to say, so pretend I'm going to say darpanaha, so I'm going to write bhavatyaha Bhavatyaha Grihe Asti Asti, so I'm going to write Asti Astiva. So this is the question I'm going to ask. So for Bhavatyaha, it may change if I'm asking a male. So it might not always be Bhavatyaha, it might also be Bhavataha. For male, it might be Bhavataha.
Bhagini?
Yeah.
Aham Nandini. I have a question. Bhavatyaha darpanaha gruhe astiva. Is it the wrong sentence or is it okay?
Bhagini, if you say bhavatyaha darpanaha gruhe astiva, it's going to be like, is your mirror at home?
Uh-huh.
So it's not like, is there a mirror at your house? It's going to be, is your mirror in your house?
Thank you, Bhagini.
So, Bhavataha, so I might say Bhavataha or I might say Bhavatyaha. So I'm going to use this for female and this for male. So, and your answer should be, so in the blank it would be,
Why don't we first answer once and then you can write it?
Okay, so it would be am or na. So you would say am darpanaha mama grihe asti or na mama grihe darpanaha nasti. Okay, so would Meena Bhagini like to try? So I'm going to ask darpanaha bhavatyaha grihe astiva.
That Bhagini, there is a dirgha missing.
Oh, sorry Bhagini.
May I answer now?
Yes Bhagini, you can answer.
Mama grihe darpanaha asti.
Okay, very good, Bhagini. So we say Aam. So she said Aam Mama Grihe Darpana Hasti. That means in her house she has a mirror. It's not, so when we say Bhavatyaha Darpanaha Grihe Astiva, if I were to ask a question, you could say yes or no, because you could have a mirror in your house that didn't belong to you. So you would have to say, Na mama grihe mama darpanaha nasti. That means, in my house, I don't have my mirror.
My mirror.
So we say, mama grihe. So you would say, asti or nasti. So the next one is, manchaha. So darpanaha means mirror. Mancha means bed. So, Mahalakshmi Bhagini, would you like to answer? Would you like to ask a question?
Sure. Mama grihe manchaha asti.
Very good, Bhagini. So, no, Bhagini, you have to ask the question. So, whatever you just said was the answer. So.
Manchaha. Bhavatyaha grihe asti va. Aam mama grihe manchaha asti.
Very good, Bhagini.
Can we ask it a little differently and say, Bhavatyaha grihe manchaha asti va?
We can also say that, Bhagini.
That's also right. But.
Yeah. So we can also say like that, so it doesn't really matter because it means the same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you don't have to, people may say Aam or Na depending on if they have it or not. So the next one, Vidyudipaha. Does anybody remember what I said, what the meaning was for Vidyudipaha?
Electric light.
Very good. Nagendra Mahodaya, would you like to just ask the question?
Bhavatah graha vidyudipah astiva.
Very good, Mahodaya. So, what?
It should be gruhe, no? Bhavatah gruhe.
Yes, Mahodaya.
Gruhe, yeah.
Okay.
So, Archana Bhagini, would you like to answer?
No, but he said Bhavatah, so.
Okay. So.
I'll take the answer.
Okay.
I thought I was supposed to answer.
Yes, Bhagini, but Nagendra Mahodaya said Bhavatah, so I have to choose a male.
Dinesh here.
Okay, yes, Mahodaya, you can.
Mama grihe vidyudhipam, vidyudhipah asti.
Yeah. Mahodaya, you can answer.
No, I think I answered. Okay, I'll try again. Mama grihe vidyudhipah asti.
Very good, Mahodaya. So, the next one is Karadipaha. That means flashlight or torch. So, has anybody...
Kara as in hand. No, Bhagini? Kara as in... Kara is hand?
No, it's Karadipaha, which means torch or flashlight.
Flashlight, okay.
So, word... Brinda, or would Lakshmi Bhagini like to try?
Yeah, I'll try.
Oh, okay.
Bhavatyaha gruhe karadipaha asti va?
Okay, Nina Bhagini, would you like to try? Would you like to answer?
Yes. Mama gruhe karadipaha asti.
Very good, Bhagini. Okay, so Does everybody understand before we continue the rest?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
So, Dinesh Mahodaya, would you like to ask the question to Chitra Bhagini?
Sure. That's for Mandapa.
Yeah.
Bhavatyah Grihe Mandapah Astiva?
Mandapah is the place or the things we have in our puja room.
Yeah, true.
Puja, yeah. Na mama grihe mandapam mandapah nasti.
Very good, Bhagini. So,
Kadambini, Bhagini?
Yes.
Is this a printing mistake? Mandapah, it is written Manadapah.
It's
no, that's not Manadapah. It's Mandapah only.
Mandapah only.
It's Mandapah, Bhagini.
Yeah.
But it is written Manadapah, right? Where is Mandapah?
It's
Mandapah.
No, it's Mandapah only.
No, the na is only half there.
Yeah, true.
Huh?
Na is half
in two. The na is only
half. But in the printing, there is no half, right? I see ma na da pa ha.
No.
Na is half there.
Okay. Wait, I'll write what we have in our Abhyasa Pustakam. Mandapaha, we have it written like that, which is half na. So
full now will have a line there.
Mandapaha. Or Mahodaya, maybe you have another type which you can also write it like. You can also write it like this when you have. You can also write the na and you would have the in part at the bottom.
That is what I was looking for.
Oh.
So this is also correct, Bhagini?
Both of them are correct, Bhagini. You can write this or this.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Until now, I learned only that the second one. So that's where I got confused. Why?
Oh, because, Mahodaya, you can also write it like this or you can write it like this.
Thank you.
Thank
you,
Bhagini. Welcome. I have a question about the first sentence.
Yes, Bhagini.
I'm sorry, I'm still not following, but it says in the beginning Bhavana, either Bhavata or Bhavatya. So, what is in the first underline where there's no word? What is happening in this first sentence? I don't understand.
Oh, okay. So there's a group of words in 1.3. Do you see them, Bhagini?
Yeah. That's hard to get. But what's the sequence in the first sentence? So
no, I'm telling you, Bhagini. So we're going from word to word. So we're asking. So if I was doing Mandapaha, I would ask Mandapaha Bhavataha or Bhavatyaha Grihe Astiva. So the dash would be with whatever word we're using. Because
but then the Bhavatya or the Bhavata, you just choose which you prefer. Not like anybody knows. You're just saying you choose.
No, but if someone asks a female, then whoever is asking would say Bhavatyaha. If I said someone asked a male, then they would say Bhavataha.
Okay. But for this exercise, you're just asking us to choose whichever we prefer.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So, the next one. So, the next one is...
No.
Padatrana, which is shoes, So, Nandini Bhagni, would you like to would you like to ask the question?
Of this Pada Pranam, right?
Yes.
Okay. Pada Pranam Bhavatyaha Gruhe Astitava.
Astiva.
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 Yeah, very good, Bhagini. So, would Aishwarya Bhagini like to answer?
Aam, mama grihe, padatranam asti.
Very good. So, we'll just go through the next ones quickly. So, Brinda Bhagini, would you like to ask Meena Bhagini?
Yeah. Bhavatya Gruhe Kankatam Astiva.
Very good, Bhagini. Kankatam means comb. Meena Bhagini, can you please answer?
Yeah. Aam Mama Gruhe Kankatam Asti.
Very good. So, next
is one. Is it Kankatam or Kankatam?
It's Kankatam.
Tam, okay.
But it's written Thar, right? There.
Yeah, it's written wrong in the book then.
It's Kankatam, Bhagini.
Oh, okay. So, Aam Mama Gruhe Kankatam Asti.
Yes, Bhagini. So, moving on to the next one. Would Mahalakshmi Bhagini like to ask Lakshmi Bhagini?
Sure. Bhavachitram Bhavatyaha Grihe Astiva.
Very good. Would you like to respond?
Aam Mama Gruhe Bhavachitram Asti.
Very good. Bhavachitra means photo. So Chitra means picture, Bhavachitra means photo. So the next one is Sivana Yantram, which is sewing machine. So, would Jovani Mohode, would you like to ask the question?
Yes. Sivana Yantram Bhavataha Grihe Asti Va.
Very good, Mohodya. Would Nagendra Mohodya like to answer?
Siva Nayat Yantram. Mama Grahe Siva Nayantram Asti.
Very good. So, the next one would Nandini Bhagini like to try?
I have a question. If I don't have a Sivana Yantram, I have a question.
Yes, Bhagini.
If I don't have a Sivana Yantram, how do I reply?
Okay, so if you don't have a Sivana Yantram, then you say na, no. Because no. Here no. Na means no.
Okay.
Na mama grihe Sivana Yantram nasti.
Okay.
So nasti means I don't have one.
Can I ask the question here?
Yes, Bhagini.
Yeah, if instead of saying that Bhavatyaha Grahe Sivana Yantram Astiva, if I want to say, ask you, saying, Kadambari, in your house, do you have Sivana Yantram?
Yeah.
So, how do I say your?
So, Bhagini, right now we're saying, so when we're talking about Sivana Yantram, we say Sivana Yantram Bhavatyaha Grihe Astiva. That means, do you have a sewing machine in your house?
Mm-hmm. So in Bhavatyaha, instead of that, if I want to use somebody's name, is it possible? How do I use?
We'll do that later, Bhagini.
Okay, fair enough.
So,
okay.
The next one
Nandini.
Is
Aham Nandini.
Okay, Bhagini, would you like to do the next one?
Yes, Bhagini. Bhavatah Gruhe Vatayanam Astiva.
Very good, Bhagini. So would...
I can answer.
Who is it?
Srinivasa.
Okay, you can answer, Mahodaya.
Aam Vatayanam Mama Gruhe Asti.
Very good. So next we'll finish Javanika. So Javanika means curtain. So would Meena Bhagni, would you like to do it?
Yeah. Bhavatyaha Duhe. Sorry. Javanika Bhavatyaha Gruhe Astiva.
Very good, Bhagini. Would Neena Bhagini like to respond?
I just asked the question.
Okay, then would would Radhika Bhagini like to respond?
Sure, but I'm sorry, which word did you just do? Vatayanam?
Vatayanam.
Javanika.
Okay.
Javanika.
Oh, Javanika. Om Mama Graham Javanikam Asti.
So it's not Javanikam, it's Javanika.
Javanika, sorry.
Mama Grahe.
Okay. So Mama Grahe Javanika Asti.
Very good, Bhagini. So would Jashu Mahodaya, would you like to do Yana Petika, which means suitcase?
Bhavatya Gruhe Yana Petika Asti Va.
Where is the charger?
I'm getting a lot of background noise, so could the people who I didn't call on mute themselves? Okay, so...
Bhagini, are you able to hear me?
Yes, Bhagini. Yeah, I heard you, Bhagini.
Okay.
So, would Aishwarya Bhagini, would you like to...
I have to answer the question, right, Bhagini?
Yes, Bhagini.
Okay. Aam Mama Grihe Yana Petika Asti.
Very good, Bhagini. So the next one is Nidanika, which is cupboard. So,
Bhagini, can I try?
Yes, Bhagini.
Okay. Sorry, I've not been able to unmute all this while, so I can get a chance to speak. Nidanika Bhavatyaga Grehe Astiva.
So what Chitra Bhagini, would you like to answer?
Aam Mama Grahe Nidanika Asti.
Very good, Bhagini. So who just said that there was a lot of disturbance? Is everybody else getting a lot of background noise?
Somebody else is coming.
It's actually not background noise, but your voice is echoing, Kadambri.
Yeah.
Okay, just a second. Okay, so is there still echo? Bhagini?
No.
No.
Okay.
No, Bhagini.
No.
No,
Bhagini. Okay.
No, okay, so...
Is Nidhanika showcase? What is the name?
A cupboard.
Nidhanika is a cupboard.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so would Brinda Bagni, would you like to ask the question?
Yeah. Bhavatah dvichakrika. Bhavatah gruhe dvichakrika asti va?
Dvichakrika is a bicycle. So would Archana Bagni, would you like to answer?
Na, mama gruhe, what was it? Dvichakrika nasti.
Very good, Bagini. So the next one is Panchalika, which is doll.
I'm sorry, I have another question.
Yes, Bagini.
Does it? It seems like you can put the noun either in the very front or after graha.
Yes, is that Bagini, correct? You can also do that. So you can put the word here, or you can put, so you could say Bhavatyah Grihe, and then you could put the word also. You could put the word right there.
Thank you.
So you have a choice.
Thank you.
Okay. So would Brinda Bagni, would you like to do the next one?
Yeah. Bhavatyah gruhe panchalika asti va?
Very good, Bagni. Would Neena Bagni, would you like to answer?
Yeah. Na mama gruhe panchalika nasti.
Very good, Bagni. Okay, so so we have Ma Pika, which is ruler. So would Jovani Mohode, would you like to ask the question?
Ma Pika Bhavata Gruhe Asti Va.
Very good, Mohodya. Jashu Mohodya, would you like to answer?
Aam Mama Gruhe Ma Pika Asti.
Very good. Would Ashmita Bagni, would you like to ask the next one, which is Mala?
Bhavatyah mala grihe mala asti va.
Very good. So we say mala bhavatyah grihe asti va, or bhavatyah grihe mala asti va. So Aishwarya Bagni, would you like to answer?
Na mama grihe mala nasti.
Very good, Bagini. So the next one is Pushpadani. Oh, before we do that, does anybody like to try what the meaning of mala is, because we've done that as a vocabulary word?
Can I try?
Garland.
Very good. Okay, so Pushpadani is a bouquet. It's a bouquet of flowers. So we can, okay, so word Mahalakshmi. Yes.
Pushpadani bhavatyah grihe asti va?
Okay, I'll answer this one. Pushpadani mama grihe asti. So the next one is Duravani. Does anybody like to try what Duravani is, because we reviewed that?
I won't try.
Okay, you can try, Mahodaya.
Bhavata gruhe Duravani asti va.
Very good, Mahodaya. Would you like to try what the meaning is for Duravani?
Telephone.
Very good. Okay, so
Can I answer it since it's bhavatah?
Yes, Mahatya.
Dinesh, mamad gruhe duravani asti.
Very good, Mahatya. So, the last one is kartali. Does anybody just want to guess what the meaning is?
Scissor.
Very good. Okay. So, does Archana Vani want to ask the question?
Bhavatah gruhe kartari astiva.
Okay. So, would Nandini Bhagini like to answer?
Yeah. Mama gruhe kartari na. Nasti. Nasti.
Okay. So we will move on. So today we are going to...
This is Aishwarya. I have a question.
Yes.
Taking the example of kartari, if I want to ask, don't you have scissors at home? Is it correct if I say bhavatyah grihe kartari nasti va? Is it correct?
Yes, Bhagini.
Okay, thank you.
So now we're going to do something with asti nasti again, so we get good practice at it. So we're going to do this. So it's like a circle, and I'm going to ask if it is there or not on the slide, so I'm sharing it. Can everybody see?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. For the people who can't see, it should turn up in... Can anybody not see it?
Yes.
Okay, let me try again to share it. So... I'll stop sharing and I'll try to share again. Okay, so I just stopped sharing it, so I'm going to try to share it again. Now can you see it?
Yes.
Yes, we are okay. Able to see.
Okay, so I don't know what happened before, but okay. So we have a bag. Okay, so looking at the... Who here cannot read Devanagari?
I still finding it difficult.
I read it
but very slowly.
Oh, slowly is okay. It's okay, Mahodaya. If you read it slowly, you'll get used to the letters, yes. And then you'll start reading it faster. Oh. So.
And I certainly cannot read it very well either.
Who is it?
Radhika.
Okay.
But you know that. I think I'm your only... Maybe there's two of us who are starting from scratch here.
Okay,
but
it's okay.
Ashmita cannot read as well.
It's okay. So, so you can follow, and then next time I'll put the English alphabet next to it so that you can follow the English alphabet. So... does anybody want to say what bag is in Sanskrit? I'm looking at the side.
Syutaha.
Syutaha.
Okay, so it's right here. It says Syutaha. So, okay, so I'm going to ask the question. Syutaha asti. Wait, never mind. Okay, Lekhani astiva. So looking at this picture, you have to say Lekhani astiva.
Lekhani nasti.
Very good, because here you only see a bag. You don't see the pen. But right now you can see all of it. Okay. So we're just going to So lekhani nasti, because there is no pen. Okay. So now does anybody want to say what fruit is in Sanskritam?
phalam
sarva phalam
seva phalam seva seva phalam is get
okay yes, so I asked for fruit not
phalam
yeah so it's phalam so you we're going to we can use seva phalam later but we're just going to stay with basic which is phalam for apple so I'll ask this kupi asti va
I heard
people say phalam nasti
kupi nasti
okay. kupi nasti the phalam is the fruit and there's an apple next to the bag so we can say phalam nasti
I have a question Bhagini
yes
see on the slide cauliflower is the spelling is pushpa shaka I think it should be pushpa shaka because shaka is vegetable
but we'll talk about that later but right now it's pushpa shaka
okay I think the spelling should be shaka but maybe we can talk about it later
okay I'll think about it Bhagini so we have fruit now we're going to get sugar so what's sugar in sanskrit
sharkara
it's three I heard people saying sarkara that turns into a ha we need sarkara
sharkara
okay yes. very good so we have sharkara okay so penakam asti va
penakam nasti
very good so if I ask penakam asti va then the answer should not include it should not include charkara you just say penakam nasti so the next one is kupi so bottle is kupi so ankani asti va
ankani nasti
kupi asti
okay so
Bhagini can I ask one question please
yes
how do you say and like how do you say we have sutakah and apple and bottle
okay so if you want to say that okay so you're saying how do we say if we want to say there's bag apple and sugar so
yeah
so we would say sutah phalam sharkara cha santi but we'll talk about that later
okay thank you
okay so
can we say evam for and
we'll do that later talking about like if we want to say bag apple and sugar we'll do that later
okay
So what's cauliflower?
Pushpa shakha.
So it's actually not pushpa shakha, it's pushpa shakha.
Pushpa shakha.
There's no visarga, but there's like a typo here. So
yeah, that's what I was actually saying. That's right. Not shakha, but shakha.
You're correct, Bhagini. It's shaka without the visarga. Okay, so दूरवाणी अस्ति वा
दूरवाणी नास्ति
वेरि गुड् ओके सो द नेक्स्ट वन् So I'm not going to ask the definition, I'm just going to ask the question. Vitta peti asti va?
Vitta peti nasti.
Okay, so what did I put, like, before, after I put cauliflower, what did I put?
Kshiram.
Kshiram.
Kshiram, very good. The next one is?
Amasani. Lekhani.
It's not Lekhani, it's Ankani.
Ankani.
Because it's a pencil, not a pen, so it's Ankani. So the next one is?
This is Lekhani.
This is Lekhani. So, okay, so the next one is?
Penakam.
The next one. Okay, the next one.
Duravani.
Very good. Duravani. The next one.
Vittapeti.
Okay, so does anybody have any questions of the, on Asti Nasti or? Atra or Tatra?
No.
Okay. Then, okay, so we will just do one thing on. So I'll share my screen in a second. So we're going to do one more thing on Asti Nasti because I want good practice on it because we're going to use a lot. So we're just going to look at the first picture. So Tva Kim Ai Iti Vadatu or Vadata. So that means looking at the picture, tell what's there and what's not there. So rikshaha. Okay, so we know what rikshaha is. If we've been reviewing our vocabulary words, and that should be in our head. So, who wants to say what rikshaha is?
Tree.
Okay, good. So,
tree.
Gati. We did that earlier in the class.
Clock.
Very good. Snehitaha. We did that last week.
Friend.
Very good. Okay. Lekhani.
Pen.
Chamasaha.
Glass.
Spoon.
Oh.
Chashakaha is glass, but you need chamasaha is spoon. It's
spoon.
Okay. Got it. Karyanam.
Car.
Deepaha. We don't know that yet, right?
Light.
Lamp. Well,
Diya.
Lamp.
Yeah.
So,
Dwaram. Dwaram.
I think
so, Dwaram is door. Darpanaha is
mirror.
Glass or mirror. Gataha.
Pot.
Clay pot, and then asandaha,
chair.
Stalika, plate. Vrittaha is an
old man.
Very good. Utpitika,
Mapika?
Table.
Table or desk.
Mm-hmm. What is Thalika?
What, Bhagini?
Thalika.
Plate.
Lock.
Plate.
Oh,
it's plate. So kapatika.
Cupboard.
So via janam.
Fan.
Vastram.
Vastram.
Cloth. Clothes or cloth. Pushpam.
Flower.
Good. Kandukam. It's a ball.
It's a ball. Okay.
Amba is mother. Balika is
girl.
So,
what's kandukam? I'm sorry, I didn't follow.
Kandukam is a ball.
A ball.
Mother.
Like, Amma what? Means mother.
Mother.
So I'll ask the questions. Vrikshaha asti va?
Vrikshaha
nasti. No. Vrikshaha nasti. Kandukam is a ball.
Okay.
So. So the next one is Gati. Gati asti va?
Gati asti.
It's right there. So it's the gati. It's right there. The next one is Snehitaha. Snehitaha.
Snehitaha nasti.
Nasti. Very good. Lekhani asti va? Very good. Okay, Darpanaha asti.
Gataha nasti.
Very good. Asandaha.
Asanda asti.
Very good.
What is Asandaha again, sir?
Asandaha is chair.
Okay, thank you.
Stalika is
plate. Stalika asti.
Stalika asti.
Vriddaha asti va?
Vriddaha nasti.
Utpitika asti va?
Utpitika asti.
Very good. Kapatika.
Na. Kapatika nasti.
Very good.
What is kapatika? Sorry.
Kapatika is a cupboard.
Cupboard. Okay, thank you.
Vyajanam.
Vyajanam asti.
Vastram asti va?
Vastram asti.
Very good. Pushpam asti va?
Pushpam asti.
Asti.
There are flowers on the cloth.
Okay.
So here we could say yes or no because we have pictures of flowers on the cloth, but we don't have real flowers. So if we were talking about real flowers, we would say no. And if you just meant like flowers, just like on the cloth, then you would say yes. So it's a yes and a no. So, but for now we'll say no because we mean like actual flowers.
Now.
Okay. So, kandukam asti va?
कन्दुकं नास्ति.
वेरि गुड्. अम्बा अस्ति वा?
अम्बा नास्ति.
बालिका अस्ति वा?
बालिका नास्ति.
ओके, does everybody understand the asti nasti?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was vyajanam?
What, Bhagini?
What was vyajanam, Bhagini?
Vyajanam is fan, Bhagini.
Fan, okay, thank you.
I have a question, Bhagini.
Yes?
The question is about gender. This thalika, utpitika, I see them as female. Am I interpreting it right?
Yes, Mahodaya.
Okay.
It's Trilingam.
And Vyajanam, for example, looks like it's Napumsakalinga. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes, Mahodaya.
Okay.
That's right.
What is the meaning of
What, Mahodaya?
What is the meaning of Snehita?
Snehita? Snehita means friend.
Friend.
Friend, okay.
A friend, is it male or Napustak or male or female?
It's common pulingam, so it's a male.
Oh, it's pulingam. Okay.
So for girl friend, would we say, we would say Snehita. Oh, okay.
Snehitaha and Snehita, okay.
Yeah. We did this last class, Bhagini, as a vocabulary word.
Yeah.
So, okay, so does anybody else have a question on Asti Nasti?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kathamari,
I have a question.
I have a question.
I have a question.
Okay.
Do we have to say Lekini Nasti or do we have to say Na Lekini Nasti? Do we have to use Na and Nasti both?
You can do any. You can say na lekani nasti, or you can say lekani nasti. You can do any way. Bhagini.
Got it. Thank you.
So.
I have one question. This is Jagan here.
Yeah.
For lekini, the last letter, there's a ni. The dirgha on the right hand side, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes I see this dirgha on the left hand side. What's the difference between this
okay,
left and
so
right?
Okay, so if lekani, so you would like it's strilingam, so lekani, or that if the ni the
dirgha.
Okay, well, I'll show.
Okay.
So if it were written like this, so
let's go.
Oh. So it's le kani. So if then if when we wrote the ni, so if the ni were like, if it were like this, then it would be sambodhanam. And if the ni were like this, it would be stilingam padam.
Oh, okay.
What does sambodhanam mean? Sorry.
Sambodhanam is,
addressing,
it's
right?
An exclamation.
Oh,
neat. Oh. Could you give an example, Bhagini?
Example, yeah.
Okay, so we learned the word amba.
Mm-hmm.
So if we were to say that as a sambodhanam, we would take out the A and with this amba as a sambodhanam.
No, I didn't get it.
So if we had the A, it would be mother, and if we if I were to call my mother, I would say, if I were speaking to her, I would just say Amba. And then if I were to say, hey, mother, I would say Amba.
Amba. No, I'm still not sure.
Can you use mother example, please? This is confusing.
Okay, so...
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand.
Okay, it's okay. So there are 7 vibhaktis.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm going. Maybe I'm asking a grammar.
And there's, so there are 7 vibhaktis and there's a sambodhanam.
Okay.
So this lekhani is going to go in the prathama vibhakti.
Okay.
And this lekhani is going to go to sambodhanam, which is an exclamation.
Okay, thank you.
So if we were to use Rama, so Rama would go in Prathama Vibhakti. Oh, and if we were to do that as Sambodhanam, we would say, oh, no, so, just a second. So, if it were in Prathama Vibhakti, we would say Ramaha.
Ramaha, Rama, Ramaha, okay.
So, and then if it were in Sambodhanam, we would say Rama. If we were to say, hey Rama, we would take that out, as we took out this.
Okay, sorry. Thank you.
All of this will come later.
Right, sorry. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So, if we went back, does anybody else have any other questions?
No.
Okay, so, we all... Okay, so we'll just yes.
Aham Nandini. Could you please give the meanings of that that we discussed, that picture on the left side? Could you please also in the slides? Could you please write down the meanings also?
Okay.
When you are sending the slides.
When I'll send the slides, I'll write down all the meanings in a slide in the next slide, so you can review all the words, Bhagini.
Thank you very much, Bhagini.
Thank you.
Okay, so we'll just do one more thing in Abhyasa Pustakam. So in Abhyasa Pustakam 1.6, we see 1.6a, we see in red there are 2 red boxes. It's sarvatra and anyatra. So sarvatra
means everywhere.
Means everywhere, and anyatra means somewhere else. Is everybody looking at 1.6a?
Yes.
1.6.
Yes.
Okay.
Atra satra.
Okay, so the example that they given is Vayuhu Sarvatra Asti. That means the wind is everywhere. So Devaha Sarvatra Asti. That means God is everywhere. So the next one is Mama Mitram Anyatra Asti. My friend is somewhere else. Tasya graham anyatra asti. His house is somewhere else. So sarvatra and anyatra. Sarvatra means everywhere. Anyatra means somewhere else. Does anybody have any questions?
No.
Tasya means his, Bhagini?
Yes.
Okay.
So... so in 1.6a, we have a table. So we're basically just, if we see pustakam, so we're making that pustakam atrasti, pustakam tat, so we're like dragging the words like that. So, so it's like this. So we do pustakam atra asti, pustakam, so we keep like, we say pustakam and we say one of these words and then we say asti, or nasti. So we say pustakam atra asti, pustakam tatra nasti, so we say it like that. So does,
what does ekatra mean, one place?
Ekatra means just in, at one place. So I'll explain again. Atra means here. Tatra means there. Kutra means where.
There.
Sarvatra means everywhere. Anyatra means in another place. Ekatra means in one place.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Aishwarya Bhagini, would you like to try the first? Would you like to try the first one?
Sure, but in the one which starts with the blank, the next one, is it?
Yes.
Okay. Pustaka, you said pustakam.
Yes.
Taksi.
Very good, Bhagini. So, can you do pustakam atra asti using, so use pustakam and atra, but use asti and nasti.
Okay. Pustakam atra nasti.
Very good. So would Chitra Bhagni, would you like to do pustakam and atra with asti and nasti?
Pustakam atra asti and pustakam atra nasti.
No, we're using tatra, Bhagini.
Okay. Pustakam tatra asti. And pustakam tatra nasti.
Very good, Bhagini. Would Brinda Bhagini, would you like to do the next one with pustakam kutra?
Pustakam kutra asti. Pustakam kutra nasti.
Does anybody have any questions on this?
No.
Okay, so the rest will be to do as homework. So, does anybody have any questions?
No.
Okay, so then we'll end the class with the Shanti Mantra. Sarve bhavantu sukhinah, sarve santu niramayah. Sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kashchit dukkhabhag bhavet. Om shanti shanti shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.